This can be theoretical examples, case studies, or even experiments. You know what's really cool about this? It's that it helps you see how the concepts apply to real-life situations. For instance, let's say we're studying calculus, which is all about continuous change. We could look at optimization problems, like how a company uses calculus to figure out the perfect price for a product to maximize their profit. Or we could explore how calculus is used in physics and engineering to understand the motion of objects, like velocity, acceleration, and jerk. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about real-world applications. Calculus is used in economics to model economic growth, understand the impact of policies, and optimize resource allocation. It's also used in computer science for machine learning and training models. You see, when you start to explore these applications, you begin to realize just how relevant and important the concepts are.